Aman Musa, good morning. 109 more people have succumbed to COVID-19 related complications in the last 24 reporting period, bringing the national death toll in South Africa to 21,644. 2,295 new cases of the coronavirus have been reported in South Africa, putting the total number of people infected at 792,299. Meanwhile, a deal has been announced on providing a low-cost generic drug for children living with HIV in parts of Africa. Aid agency says it will cut the cost of treatment by 75%. The BBC's Will Ross has more on the new deal.
One thing that's made it difficult for young children to take their antiretroviral medication has been the bitter taste of the pills. Health experts say help is on the way, a strawberry-flavoured tablet in doses that are suitable for children living with HIV. That means no more crushing up of adult-sized tablets. Another problem's been the cost, despite some significant progress in recent years. In a few months' time, children in Benin, Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria and Zimbabwe will receive the new tablets.
England's second coronavirus lockdown has ended with the country moving back to a system of regional restrictions. The measures have been approved by Parliament despite many Conservative MPs rebelling. The BBC's Rob Watson reports.
England's second national lockdown may have ended, but over 55 million people are now living in the two highest tiers, where life will still be very far from normal, and where restrictions include a ban on socialising with other people indoors. The government says while infection rates are falling, they're still not low enough for the country to drop its guard. But Boris Johnson faced a sizeable rebellion, with many Conservative MPs arguing the measures are disproportionate, threaten civil liberties, and will do even more damage to the economy than has been done already.
The militant group Boko Haram has released a new video in which it said its fighters killed 78 farmers in Zabarmari area near Maiduguri in northeast Nigeria. On Saturday, armed men on motorcycles led a brutal attack on farmers harvesting in rice fields. At least 43 bodies of the victims were recovered and buried on Sunday. In the video seen by the BBC, Abubakar Shekau, the leader of a Boko Haram faction who masked his face, said that the group carried out the attack on the farmers at the weekend. This is coming amid growing outrage across Nigeria over the killings described as the worst in recent months. The Vice President of South Sudan, Riek Machar, says peace was the only option for stability in the country during the opening of his political party's conference. He says there had been violations of the peace agreement and a lack of political will from some parties. Machar told members of his party to prepare for elections at the end of the transitional period. He also urged President Salva Kiir to recommit to the implementation of peace agreements they both signed. A senior election official in the U.S. state of Georgia has warned that President Donald Trump's repeated claims that the presidential poll was fraudulent risk inspiring people to commit acts of violence. Gabriel Sterling, a Republican, says election workers had been intimidated, with one receiving death threats. An emotionally charged news conference, Sterling addressed Trump directly.
Mr. President, it looks like you likely lost the state of Georgia. We're investigating. There's always a possibility. I get it. And you have the rights to go through the courts. What you don't have the ability to do, and you need to step up and say this, is stop inspiring people to commit potential acts of violence. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get killed.
And that's the news headlines at 7:30 Central African Time.